Which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. HH Boko urges Africa to lead its own economic transformation at Kazungula Bridge launch. Government says national medicine stock levels rise to 80%. Russia is not winning war in Ukraine, Starmer says, as conflict enters 5th year.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. President Hage Ndegeulema has called on African nations to take the lead in unlocking the continent's vast economic potential. Speaking during the launch of the Kazungula Bridge Authority in Kasane, Botswana, President Ndegeulema says Africa possesses all the necessary ingredients for growth but must take ownership of its development agenda. The president described the Kazungula Bridge as more than just a piece of infrastructure, calling it a shared asset that belongs not only to Zambia and Botswana, but to the wider region and the global community. He thanked the government and the people of Botswana for hosting the launch and paid tribute to the local communities of Kazungula and Kasane for safeguarding the bridge and surrounding crossing points over the years. President Ndegeulema noted that although colonial borders once divided African communities, projects such as the Kazungula Bridge are helping restore economic unity and strengthen regional cooperation.
Can be grown and grow. And we know what we want for remit, value. Not what the eyes can see only, not just the intrinsic value, but actually the business economic value. More transactions. From 200 trucks to 400 plus. Double. Our ambition is to triple, is to get to 1,000 trucks per day. That will translate into more goods passing through here. That will translate into other things such as spending. Just those who move the trucks do spend money around this place.
Meanwhile, Botswana President Duma Boko says Africa must break free from an outdated economic model that exports raw minerals and imports finished goods. President Boko says the continent can no longer afford to ship out its wealth in raw form while employment and industries are created elsewhere.
Because they will turn out to be not only just sagacious, but prophetic. You watch. And there are many basic rudimentary reasons why this is true. Africa is the youngest continent in the world. The median age on the African continent is 19 years, 3 months. Youngest, young people, healthy, dynamic, bristling with verve and vitality, enacting a dynamism that is unrivaled on the face of the earth.
In a related development, Zambia and Botswana have tentatively agreed to allow citizens of both the countries to use smart national identity cards as travel documents when crossing the Kazungula Bridge border. The development follows a bilateral meeting co-chaired by Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu and his Botswana counterpart. During the discussions, the two countries reached consensus on the future issuance and use of digital national identity cards as official travel documents to ease cross-border movement and enhance regional integration. Mr. Mwembo disclosed that Zambia is scheduled to roll out digital national identity cards in 2027. He noted that Botswana, which already utilizes digital national IDs, has indicated its readiness to share technical expertise with Zambia to ensure a smooth implementation of the system. This is contained in a statement issued by the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka.
On Monday, which was yesterday, there was a bilateral meeting took place between Zambia and Botswana in Kasane, in Botswana. Now, this meeting discussed a number of actions of points pertaining to the how Zambia will manage and utilize this facility as a bridge just behind us. So, during that meeting, was co-chaired by the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Honorable Richard Kiemi, for Zambia.
The government has announced that the current national medicine stock level has reached 80%, signaling improved drug availability at both primary health care facilities and higher level health institutions across the country. Delivering a ministerial statement before Parliament this afternoon, Acting Health Minister Cornelius Mwetwa says the government has implemented measures aimed at further increasing the availability of medicines nationwide. Mr. Mwetwa assured the nation that efforts are also being intensified to ensure essential commodities such as oxygen are consistently available in hospitals. He acknowledged that maintaining adequate oxygen supplies has presented challenges due to the nature of the commodity, but emphasized that the government is working to guarantee steady and reliable availability in health facilities.
Availability of essential medicines at primary health care is at 92%, while in hospitals it is an average at 80%. This is an improvement as compared to the availability that was achieved in September 2025 of 90% and 78% in primary health care and in hospitals respectively. These achievements are attributable to yearly increased budgetary allocation for procurement of medicine and medical supplies, which is 6.4 billion in 2026, improved procurement efficiency and improved.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa disclosed that the country has not recorded any confirmed cases of a polio outbreak. However, he stated that the government has heightened disease surveillance systems as a precautionary measure to prevent any potential outbreak.
There is no, and I must ask the members to underline, there is no known case of any human being being found with a polio virus. What has been found is a virus in the sewer waters at Manchinch, which is indicative, therefore, that it is actively present. But no human being has this far been detected with polio virus.
Education Minister Douglas Yagalima has clarified that students from higher learning institutions were not coerced to attend a public meeting addressed by President Hakainde Hichilema in Kitwe. Responding to a question from Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kafuaya regarding allegations of non-payment to Notech students for attending the event, Mr. Siagalima dismissed claims that students were forced to participate. Mr. Siagalima stated that the students were not coerced but had instead invited President Hichilema to the event. He further emphasized that the situation should not be misunderstood or misrepresented by political opponents. He says it is a decision of the students to attend any event of their choice.
The president was invited by a consortium of students. And I mean a consortium. And I can't even say that. You cannot say that to me. So you are showing your phone. I also have your phone. Okay. So it is your word versus mine. I'm the means of education and I know where I'm coming from. Madam Speaker, for over 4 years, we've been feeding children in universities. Meal allowance which they cancelled, the parents had to retain it. Feeding more than 4 million children today. And then I can come and have somebody who will question me, you never paid their allowance. How much would it even cost anyway? If that's the case. After 4 years, We spend billions and billions. They appropriate the money themselves.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Meteorology Agency has said that dipsticks, a chart certified by Tanzania's Weights and Measures Agency, will be accepted as a secondary measure method for tanker trucks importing fuel into Zambia, effective February 24, 2026. Last week, tanker drivers threatened to down tools by February.